Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. Fairbanks Democratic Representative David Guttenberg has joined two other Alaska lawmakers in proposing to rewrite of a resolution pertaining to the separation of federal marijuana regulations and the state's legal pot industry. This resolution was drafted last year, but now lawmakers are asking Alaskans for help in rewriting it. This decision to rewrite House Joint Resolution 21, supported by Guttenberg as well as Anchorage Independent Representative Jason Grant and Kodiak Republican Representative Louise Stutes, was sparked by the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' recent move to rescind what's known as the Cole Memorandum, an Obama-era policy discouraging the federal government from interfering with states' legal marijuana industries. Guttenberg said, quote, "The U.S. Attorney General seems hell-bent on cutting Alaska's legal marijuana industry off at the knees. The policy shift announced last week denies the will of Alaskans who voted overwhelmingly to legalize cannabis in 2014, end quote. The state of Alaska doesn't have enough criminal attorneys and is struggling to prosecute violent crimes. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the cuts are being felt most acutely in parts of the state that are also seeing a jump in violent crime.
Over the last 3 years, the Department of Law has cut nearly a quarter of its staff handling criminal and civil cases. That includes prosecutors, paralegals, and support staff. Deputy Attorney General Rob Henderson says that is making it harder to enforce laws covering everything from murder to child protection.
There are some offenses that we haven't been able to try for lack of resources.
The department has shed 22 prosecutors across the state, shrinking some offices and closing others. Officials tried to spread staff reductions evenly across the state, but crime has risen unevenly. Anchorage and Western Alaska have seen disproportionate increases. Anchorage, for example, set a record for homicides in 2017, the second year in a row. Those are complicated cases, tying prosecutorial resources up further, which means there is less capacity for handling lower priority cases, including offenses the public still cares a lot about, like car theft, domestic assault, and kidnapping. And this is just one symptom of a statewide problem.
Our numbers of felonies have gone up substantially over the past year.
Tom Jamgoshian is an assistant district attorney in Nome. He's been a prosecutor in the bush for a decade, but over the past year, he's seen an increase in vehicular homicides, domestic violence assaults, and felony DUIs.
Those are the broad categories that have all seen a significant spike.
Resources in rural Alaska are already spread thin, with small district attorney's offices and hub towns like Nome or Bethel that are responsible for cases across dozens of communities. The Nome office shares resources with its counterpart in Kotzebue. Since Jamgoshian started his job a few years ago, they've lost a third of their staff. But the caseloads keep climbing. The Walker administration is asking the legislature to fund 5 additional prosecutors this budget cycle. Those may get the department a little bit closer to its previous staffing levels, but there's no evidence violent crime is slowing down. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
John Sturgeon's lawsuit against the National Park Service now has broad ramifications for American federalism and the basic rules of land and water ownership both inside and outside of Alaska. His attorneys argue in a petition for the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case for a second time. Sturgeon's struggle with the Park Service dates back more than 10 years and has cost him and his supporters about $800,000 as it's moved through the federal courts, including a previous stop at the Supreme Court in 2016. On January 2nd, law firms representing Sturgeon in Arlington, Virginia, and Anchorage filed a 138-page petition of writ of certiorari, a document that asks the U.S. Supreme Court to review an appeals court ruling. The case challenges the applicability of a Park Service ban on hovercrafts on a river in Yukon Charley Rivers National Preserve, but the case has always had broader ramifications than the hovercraft ban. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.